Hi, this is John Thomas again. As you should know by now, if you're one of my listeners, I wrote a book called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. And people question me about that sometimes. A woman, let's call her Alice, said, you know, John, that's just crazy. I used to weigh 130 when I was younger. Then I got married, had a couple of kids, had a job raising the kids. Things weren't always terrific in the household. We had tensions. Before I know it, I weighed 180 pounds. And you know, I'm stuck. No matter what I do, I always weigh 180. If I lose 10 pounds, I come back to 180, maybe 182. If I lose 20 pounds, I come back again. So how can you say that I can weigh anything I want when I tell you I can fight my way off 10 pounds? I hate every minute of it. I can't stand it. I'm depriving myself. So if I can't lose 10 pounds on my own, how can you possibly say, honestly to me, that you can weigh whatever you want to weigh? Well, the issue is exactly the same. Why did she make herself fat? That's number one. If you're, again, as I've said before, if you want to lose weight, you're kidding yourself. Think about it. You made yourself fat or heavy or obese, whatever you want to call yourself. You didn't do it for logical reasons, because you never wanted to be fat or heavy or obese or overweight. You wanted to weigh what you did before, or you wanted maybe weigh less than that. So you did something to injure yourself. You know it wasn't logical. You know it was stupid or idiotic or foolish, but you had to do it. You couldn't stop it no matter what it was. So you kept putting food in your mouth. Now, you got yourself there, and you got yourself to a weight where, believe it or not, you feel emotionally comfortable. This Alice weighs 180, hates it, can't stand it. John, she said, I want to lose 10 pounds, I lose 20 pounds, I can't. Yep, she's keeping herself at that weight. Think about it for a minute. She is eating just enough food to weigh 180. You know, why didn't she weigh 190 or 170? It's really simple. It's a question of how strong your emotional needs are. If you have strong emotional needs that really put a lot of food in your mouth, you weighed 190, 200, 220. If her needs weren't that strong, she weighed 160, 150, whatever. That's how everybody's weight goes. You get to a weight where you've got there by eating just enough food to satisfy whatever your needs are, whether it was need for love or affection or eliminate anxiety or depression, doesn't make any difference. You got yourself there. If you think that for 1 minute you're going to go on a diet which is based on deprivation to stop you from consuming or putting in your mouth foods that you love and feel you need, it's never going to work. The difference is night and day. You can't fight your way against an emotional need. You will never win. Willpower never will trump an emotional need on a permanent basis. Or it may do, you know, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. That's why you gain it back. You're not comfortable there. You need to get back to where you made yourself emotionally comfortable. That's why you can't lose weight. What I'm saying is dramatically different. What I'm saying, and I tell Alice and tell everyone, we're going to eliminate the cause of your problem. We're going to have a disconnect between whatever your emotional needs are, love, affection, get rid of anxiety or depression, and food. And somebody said to me, you know, John, that's kind of vague. It's amorphous. It's ephemeral. How will I know when I'm there? How will I be able to tell? I'll tell you exactly when you have your aha moment. When you have some food in front of you that historically, or for the years and years, you have to get that food in your mouth. Let's say it's a piece of pie, and you're not satisfied with the taste of the pie. No matter how big the piece of pie is, you're going to eat the whole thing. You know why you're eating it. You're going to hate yourself the minute you finish. But you just have to do it, and you can't seem to stop while you're eating it. Your aha moment will come, and you say, and you're looking at the food, you say, wait a minute, I don't need that food. And you mean it. You say, I don't need that food. Voila, it's just food. It will no longer be something that gives you a feeling. It will no longer make you feel good or bad. It's just food. It will taste fine, sure. Foods had their taste, but your aha moment will come and say, oh my gosh, this was idiotic. I don't need this food. I need food for nourishment, but I don't need food just to make me feel better. That's what it's like. And Alice, if she gets to the point, and she will if she listens and stays with me, for free, by the way, I don't want a penny of your money. I want to do this because I want to help people, really, no kidding. If she stays with it, she'll be in a position where she can go to any food in the whole world and say, I don't need you. You don't do anything for me except make me unhappy. And when you reach your aha moment, you will look at the food and you will say, you know, if I eat this food, it will taste good in my mouth for 30 seconds, something like that, but it will make me unhappy. And you will never make yourself unhappy again regarding food. Why would you do it? But see the difference. It is not somebody coming to me and say, John, I can't lose 10 pounds. And you say, you tell me I can lose 50. You can't lose 50. You weigh 50 pounds less. I promise you can weigh 50 pounds less. But it won't be because of losing weight or a diet. It'll be because you recognize, emotionally and logically, that you don't need that food in your mouth. When that happens, you're free. You become a free person. Think about it for a minute. You're no longer enslaved to any food. You go to a dinner party and somebody says, oh, I have this wonderful chocolate cake. I bought it. It costs $27 and it's thrilling and you'll love it. And you say, that's great. And you take a bite and you say, no, that chocolate cake is very good. Thanks. I've had enough. The people look at you and say, you crazy? That's one of the best coffee chocolate cake in the world. You say, fine. I know. I've tasted it. It's delicious. But you know, I know that if I eat the rest of this chocolate cake and other chocolate cakes like it, I'll be unhappy. Why would I ever make myself unhappy? And I must tell you, people will not understand you. Not for a while. Until they realize what you've done. That you've made yourself a free person. Folks, this is really thrilling, honestly. That's why I'm doing this. It is thrilling to say to yourself, I don't need this stuff. I'm independent. I'm free. You know, I'm not trying to be a cheerleader here. I'm really not. I'm telling you what I've done, what other people have done. People email me and tell me how happy they are that they weigh 20 or 30 or 40 pounds less than they used to. They didn't lose weight. Remember, they weigh less, but they didn't just lose weight. You can't be the same person you are emotionally at 180, to use Alice's weight, and be that same person at 130. It's not going to happen. But you do it the other way. The result is not only the same, it's better. You're not just losing weight. You're going to weigh 130 or whatever it is permanently. Why? And I'll tell you why. Because once you get to the weight you want, you'll become emotionally comfortable at that weight. Yes, you will. At a weight you choose, not a weight that is chosen for you, but because of reasons you're putting all that food in your mouth, you will choose a weight. And you can weigh that because you're not worried about the food. It's not a diet. You're not depriving yourself. Why? Because you don't care. A diet is based on deprivation of things that you believe are important to you. That's what a diet is. You can eat anything you want or not eat it. People say, well, how much can I eat? What shall I do afterwards? How shall I eat, John? I will say, you can eat anything you want, as much as you want. I say, really? I'll get myself fat. I say, no, why would you do something that stupid? You will say to yourself, I want to weigh 130 or whatever it is you become, and I don't need the food, and I just don't care. You won't eat as much as you want. You will choose the amount of food you want, on a logical basis. You will say, I'm going to have enough food to keep me weighing 130. That's it. As much as you want, the food you want. Doesn't make any difference. You will get whatever you weigh now. You're stable at that weight. You may not like it, but you're stable. Once you choose your other weight and get there, and you will, and it's not deprivation. Remember, that's why it's so easy. You will never do anything to jeopardize that weight. Why? Because you're happy, you're thrilled. You are a free person. Look, stick with me. Stick with the podcast. They're free. They're easy. You will find that once you do this, you have made yourself free. You're no longer bound hand and foot to putting more food in your mouth. You're not worried about what you're going to eat anymore. Why? Because you can choose it. You don't worry about it. This is John Thomas. We'll do this next time. Bye.